Okay, today, honestly, this is the most important 10 minutes you're going to hear at the Shane Guy. No. I'm telling you, as far as on a Bederech HaTeva, successful parenting, you're not going to get better advice, you'll see, than these 10 minutes.
Let me explain as follows.
We discussed yesterday about Lashon Hara for Toelis. What's Toelis? If your son has a friend who's not doing good things, and you want your son to stay away, so you ought to say to your son, you know, stay away and speak Lashon Hara, right? And you have to tell them why you're saying it. That's called Toelis. Okay. Now, you're a parent, you have a son in 8th grade, and you hear that another boy in the class is unfortunately having problems. So you want to protect your son. Okay. Now you have a friend who also has a son in 8th grade. You have a good friend. You and Lus, your kids will be in the same school. You say, hey, Lus, you know, let me talk to you. Serious conversation. You call him on the phone. You talk it out. And what are you going to do? You're going to warn Ari about this other boy, so Ari will find a way to help protect his own son. Let me give you an example. Let's say here a boy is not doing so well. So it might be that instead of your child going to his house to play ping pong or whatever, you'll make sure he comes to your house. You see the difference? That happens in real life, because your house you're more in control of. So like as you get older and you develop a parent and you work on and you start having older children, so sometimes certain kids you'll want to be more in control. Am I being clear? That's real life. Is that clear? That happens all the time. Okay. Yeah, but what if we use the name Reuven and Shimon? Reuven's son is in 8th grade and he has the friend who's not doing well religiously. He warns his son. Shimon, Reuven's friend, also son in 8th grade. But Shimon is allowed now. Shimon doesn't speak lots of Lashon Hara. So if Reuven tells Shimon what's going on, what's Shimon going to do? He's going to tell people, he's going to talk about it, and it might get back to who? It might get back to the father of the other boy, what you're doing, and then he's going to call you and yell at you on the phone, what are you talking about my son for? You with me? So Reuven says to himself, I don't need this heartache. I'm trying to help Shimon and Shimon's son. But if I help Shimon and his son, I'm going to have to deal with this father yelling at me. You with me? So the halacha is that if Shimon is not trustworthy, Reuven does not have to tell him. Which means what's going to happen to Shimon's son, maybe, unfortunately. He might fall in. Guys, I can't tell you, this is exactly real life. If you develop a reputation that you don't speak Lashon Hara, then people will tell you things that you need to hear for yourself and for your family. But if you develop a reputation as a Lashon Hara speaker, people aren't going to tell you things you need to know. And it's going to hurt you and your family. Let's see it inside. This is like the most important thing. Look here. It's where the asterisk is. This is in Hilchos Rechilos Klal Tes, on the left side of the page in the footnotes. You see it there? V'hu Adin. V'hu Adin. Afilim Yishmalo. Shimon will listen to Reuven. Ach Shehu Makir Estivo Sholze. But Reuven knows Shimon's nature. Shuma Yaitoto, the one he wants to advise. Shehu Bitev Aholich Rachel. Shimon's a Lashon Hara speaker. V'yifarsem Hadar V'lekol. And Shimon will tell the whole world. Shimon's going to say, hey, Reuven is against so-and-so. Reuven is against this kid. Reuven is against this business partner. Shimon's going to spread it. And it's going to get back to the boy's father. It's going to get back to the guy that you're speaking about. You with me? Guys, is the case clear? Did I explain it? You with me? You have Reuven and Shimon. Then you have the father. Reuven and Shimon. Then you have the boy not doing well, and his father's name is Yosef. Okay? So Reuven doesn't want to get to fight with Yosef. So Reuben wants to tell Shimon, it'll be quiet, but if Reuben tells Shimon, and Shimon tells the whole world, and Yosef finds out, Yosef's going to call Reuben and start yelling at him on the phone. You got it? So Reuben, this is important, I have no obligation to hurt myself to do tovelus for you. Guys, this mamish happens in real life. If you or your wife develop a reputation that you're Lashon Hara speakers and you're blabbermouths, then people will not tell you things you need to know for yourself and for your kids. I can't emphasize this enough. But if people know that your nickname is Black Hole, it comes in and it never goes out. You know what a black hole is? Black hole. Just comes in and never goes out. So then people know, oh, Lus is trustworthy. He doesn't speak, he doesn't talk more than he needs to. So then, if I think I can advise Mr. Lus to help him with himself or with his family, I'll do it. Because I trust you. You got it? This is extraordinarily lemaisa. It'll affect your whole life. So this footnote in the Chafetz Chaim, this is the very lemaisa application of Toelis. You got it? What can I tell you? The earlier in your lives you develop a reputation of not being a Lashon Hara speaker, aside from Olam Haba, we've discussed, you get Olam Haba if you keep the mitzvahs. What does the Nemetzel always say? You get Olam Haza too. So I'm telling you, everyone wants their kids and their families, Bezat Hashem, to succeed and do well religiously. And any help you can get, and if your friends want to give you advice, so your friends will give you advice if they trust you. If they don't trust you, you won't. You got it? Okay, you got a question? We want our children to tell us what happens in school. You have us not in school. You as the parents can't give guidance unless you know what's happening. And we want to encourage our children to talk about what their day, what goes on in school. And if there's a child in school who's always causing trouble, well, if it's your child, you want to know if it's yours, so go deal with it. And if it's somebody else, you want to know who it is, so you'll know how to navigate your son and this young man. You want to know that. If you want to know if there's a teacher who's always yelling at the kids, of course you want to know that. What if it's yelling at your child unnecessarily and it's unfair? You want to help your child navigate. You speak to the principal, you do things. So we want our kids to tell us things so we can then help them navigate the school system. Let's say you find out that a certain boy who's a friend of your child is doing things, you know, acting in bad ways. So maybe, I mentioned this, maybe for the next little while, instead of your son going to his house to play, you'll make sure he comes to your house to play, because you can have more control over the environment. That's a very lemaisa example. So we want our kids to tell us, that's Lashon Hara, and you want to train your kids to not speak Lashon Hara. Okay, so if your children tell you things that go on in school, don't say to them, this is my opinion, that's Lashon Hara, don't tell me. You want your kids to talk to you. You need the information. You say to them, I want to hear what goes on in school, but please tell me the story first without any names. Because, you know, we'll see if it's relevant to know the names. Then, after you hear the story, normally the names are very relevant, normally. Okay, now please tell me the names. That's the way you can train your children to talk to you and still keep the laws of Lashon Hara. First tell me without the names, and then see if you need the names. That's number one. Number two about that is, this should not be happening at the Shabbos table, because this type of Lashon Hara for Toelas almost never works in a group. If your sixth grade son is upset about his Rebbe and starts attacking how his Rebbe yells and does this and does that, at the Shabbos table, your eighth grade daughter is listening, your fourth grade son is listening, that's not Toelas, they're just hearing Lashon Hara. 99 times out of 100, This should happen between you and your child one-on-one, or the two parents together with the child. And you want them to talk to you. And still maintain, because you want, you the parents, you need information in order to apply Klal Dalet Se'if Yud in your ordinary daily life. If I don't know what's going on, I can't apply Klal Dalet Se'if Yud. So I want the information. I want my kids to know the laws of Lashon Hara. So that's the that's a good way to do it. Very lemaisa. This is mamish. It's mamish real life. Sorry, one last thing. That was the penultimate thing. One last thing, and then I'll plead out or stop for questions. How do you train your kids to discuss? Well, one, this last thing has two parts. To discuss their day with you. So the answer is by listening. When kids come home, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, second grade, normally kids want to talk to their parents about things. You make it your business, you're the mother. If you're home, you might have to work, whatever, but if you're home, email, let me tell you what happened to school today. No, I'm busy now. No. Nine times out of ten, sure, I want to hear what you have to say. You organize your schedule that you're free to give your child a snack and sit down and discuss his or her day when she comes. So sometimes there'll be exceptions. Something you're working and something came up. But the norm should be, of course you want to listen. And if you do listen, then you are training your kids to talk to you, and you listen. And then they will tell you things that you need to hear. But if your kids know, Ima's always on the phone. She never has time to listen to us. Well, that's not good. Then that's... Who decides whether your kids feel whether you're always on the phone or you have time to listen? Who's going to make that decision? Who's in control of that?
You
are. You're in control. Either you're on the phone all the time or you're not. That's just the way it is. And sometimes it'll be your spouse who will notice this and say, dear, honey, you're on the phone. He'll say it in a nice way. Your first reaction is going to be defensive and annoyed because you're normal. Good. Then after the defensiveness and the annoyance, get past that. Hey, maybe he's right. He's talking like of Orwood would talk or something like that. And great. And then maybe he's right and make an adjustment in your day at home. Very healthy, good advice. So that's all connected with Klal Dalet Se'if Yud. There's one more point, but I'll say that after the questions. One last mushel from Rav Orlowick, speaking of how to raise kids in this generation, as best you can, that applies here. This idea that we want our kids to talk to us about their day in school. So far I've focused on like to know what happens in school with teachers and with friends. Question of Fertuelis. There's another angle. This is a Orlowitz mushel. This mushel is not good. This mushel is perfect. Most diseases, not all, if they're caught early, it's much easier to deal with. That's the mushel. So you want to catch something the earlier the better. So let's say you have a friend who in ninth grade was in the maskul, in the good path, doing well in Avodas Hashem, basically, religious, solid, good friends. And then by 11th grade, suddenly in 11th grade, she's in a different world. It could be, you know, people like this. Wow, she's in a different world. So from 9th grade, she was here. 11th grade, she's in a whole different place, in a negative place. There was one day that was the first day that something happened in her life that shifted her from the regular path she was on in 9th grade, ending up where she was off in 11th. There was that one day somewhere. Something happened. Maybe she got into a fight with one of her friends, and she got annoyed, and she thought that her friends, other friends, sided with the friend, and she said, I don't need this with this group, and she went to a different group. Maybe a teacher embarrassed her in class by mistake or on purpose, and she got annoyed, and she felt her friends didn't stand up for her. Maybe something happened in her family. Something happened. There was that first day that got her shaky. You with me? Here's the nimshal. The closer you, the parent, discuss that problem to that day, the easier it'll be to help your child. The closer you catch it and find out about it and deal with it, your daughter has great friends. Suddenly, she's in this massive fight with her two best friends in seventh grade. Happens all the time. And they're really nice girls. So call the mother and work it out, and they go somewhere and they go shopping together or go do something. They both have rabbits, so you go buy rabbit stuff together. But her best friends, they got into a fight, so they went to the rabbit store and they bought rabbit stuff together. And that helped them rebond. I'm not making this up. This is okay, whatever. You can make that up anyway. I saw it in one of the Star Wars movies, or whatever, that I didn't see. Okay, anyway, yeah, so back here. Anyway, that's real life. Or with the teacher. But what happens? You don't catch it the first day, the first week. And then your child's upset. And then they're in the wrong crowd. And now, 8 months later, when you find out about it, oh my gosh, my daughter's in a different world. It's much harder to break out, because now she has replaced her old, better world with a whole huge negative world. So you as a parent want to hear, this is beautiful stuff. This is, guys, this is of oral, this is, what can I tell you? Every word is MS. That you want to catch it earlier. How do you catch it earlier? By discussing your child's day with her every day for a few minutes, 5 minutes a day. She'll probably tell you. It'll come out. She'll mention it. She'll hint to it. And when she does, oh, really? Oh, that she loves you, that girl. There must be missing. No, Imam, I'm so angry. I'll never be your friend again. No. And then you can help work it out. Because that's a wonderful girl. If you don't do that, in 4 months, maybe they're not friends anymore because your daughter shifted gears in a negative way. And she's in, you got that example? That's of Orlik's muscle. And that comes from talking to your kids every day. So that's the other angle. The Sifyut angle is, hear what's happening, to know how to help your kids navigate. The other angle about talking to your kids is to catch things earlier, not later. This happens in real life. If a child suddenly says, I hate my Rebbe. I hate my Rebbe. Seventh grade boy hates his Rebbe. I don't like going to Gemara anymore. You don't like going to Gemara anymore? You live in this country, you don't enjoy Gemara, then it's a challenging situation. So the first day something happened, the earlier you catch it, you talk to the Rebbe, you work it out, you can do things, go around. You got it? Okay.